Howdy, folks. Anybody using that chair on the other side of the fireplace? If they're not, I believe I'll just step in and set a spell if you don't mind and have a little chat with you. No, don't get up. It's just Wade Lane. I guess you're sort of getting used to me dropping in on you by this time, aren't you? My, oh my, that fire looks good. No matter what the weather is, I always enjoy a little flicker of firelight and the smell of wood smoke in the evening. Don't know of anything that mellows up the heart and thaws out a bunch of people like the cheerful crackle of an open fire.
In an armchair by the fireside, just speaking of for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy.
Sit by the fire when you were a youngster and find pictures in the flames? Oh, of course you did. I don't suppose there's a person within sound of my voice tonight who hasn't played that old game. In our family, we all played it, young and old. You know, Grandma was the best picture finder of any of us. She always saw a picture of some happy time she'd known long years ago. Like her wedding trip to Niagara Falls with Grandpa. My, oh my, how she could make us kids see that water falling right there in those dancing flames. And the time that they took their first baby to church and he yelled so loud he broke up the meeting. That baby was our dad. And did we imps enjoy that picture? We always declared we could see Dad's big mouth wide open. Yes, Grandma's pictures were mighty interesting, but how they did carry her back to old Virginia.
Carry me back to old Virginia. That's where the cotton and the corn and taters grow. There's where the birds
matter what our age, it seems like we're always running up against something that carries us back. You know, the postman dropped a letter in my box the other day, and when I saw the handwriting, well, sir, I don't mind confessing, I just had to sit down on the porch step a minute and sort of smooth down my breath. Those funny L's, those curly D's, the rambling W's and N's, where'd I seen them before? On a blackboard, back in the old red schoolhouse, back in the old hometown, where they were as plain as day, scrawled in that funny handwriting. And later I see it written on exams in high school and notebooks, school books, storybooks, all scribbled over with that handwriting, almost as familiar as my own, because it belonged to my boyhood chum, Ike. Yes, we'd started out in the first grade together. And then came football, hockey, debating society, glee club, and... glee club. That glee club quartet. You know, we used to sit on each other's front porch and harmonize the Blue Danube or the beautiful Ohio or whatever river happened to be popular at the time, till some poor soul trying to sleep would throw a pitcher of water on us. But that didn't dampen our ardor none. No, we went right on a-singing. A-singing of rivers, mostly, it seems like.
Oh, the moonlight's fair tonight along the Wabash. From the fields there comes a breath of new morn ahead. Through the sycamores the candlelights are gleaming. On the banks of the Wabash, far away.
By the time we'd finished that, there'd be a dog somewhere in the neighborhood of howling. And like as not, it'd be old Buck. Yes, old Buck was quite a character. My chum and I owned him in partnership. No, he wasn't a pedigreed dog. His ancestry was what you might call a matter of opinion. And we found him one day when we were out hunting, and he followed us all the way home. Neither one of our mothers would consent to our keeping him. That was the reason we were forced to incorporate. When Buck was at our house, I told Mother he belonged to Ike. And when he was at Ike's house, he told his mother Buck belonged to me. Of course, I have no authority for this statement, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that isn't where that famous expression originated, passing the buck. Yes, old Buck generally came out and joined the close harmony when we serenaded on our street. But in other parts of town where we weren't disturbed by dogs and water pitchers, we carried on till all sorts of hours. Yes, I remember one favorite we always sang when we were departing from some girl's house. And it was pretty nigh that time in the morning at that.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We've danced the whole night through, and daylight soon will be dawning. Just one more waltz with you. That melody so entrancing seems to be made for us two. I
answered from that letter that I found in the mailbox with my old chum's handwriting on it. When I opened it, it told me that Ike's daughter is going to be married. My, think of it. Little, old, freckle-faced, snub-nosed Ike with a daughter old enough to marry. Doesn't seem right. Something's wrong. Why, my own boy and girl are nearly as tall as their dad. Oh, but that's natural. My own hair is getting thin and my waist is getting thick. Oh, but shucks, I'm used to that. But Ike, why, only yesterday, Ike got kept in for shooting paper wads. No, there's something wrong with the calendar when it lets your childhood pal grow up. But this funny old handwriting is just the same. And something tells me if I go back to that wedding that I'll find Ike just the same inside. Home folks don't change, you know. Shucks. Well, I guess I'll have to be getting on. Thanks for the hospitality, and like as not, I'll be dropping by again soon. And if I see you're to home, well, I'll stop off and neighbor for a few minutes with you, and maybe sing a song or two, and chat about